SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, we've got several developments going on right now in a few places. First of all, the Yankees have a 3-0 lead on the Reds in the top of the ninth. Their all-star closer, Clay Holmes, is in the game. Here's the problem for Clay here, Joe. He's got the bases loaded with nobody out.
Ooh.
He walked Tommy Pham. Votto had a cheap little single up the middle. And then he just hit Tyler Stevenson. So, bases loaded, nobody out. 3-0 Yankee lead. I guess we put that Justin Thomas ticket in the pocket a little too quick, Joe. Because we're not done here in the Bronx. Elsewhere, the Rockies, Joe, up 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh, have first and third, one out.
5-1.
Let's go. I hope it's a hit and he didn't make an out so we can keep the train moving.
We have first and second. First and second. It was Joe and Iglesias.
Let's go. Let's go.
So now we got first and second, bottom seven. I'll crack this game open.
Got six in, which means the next run gets me home for the in game, you as well. But then you want the whole enchilada. You want the game as well.
Yeah, I want what I lost last night on this.
You want it all. And I understand that. You're a glutton.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw this video. Did you see this? I was going through Twitter in the break. Did you see Drake won $12 million on roulette yesterday?
Well, I mean,
$12 million, 11.9, he hit the number 11 on a virtual roulette.
Yeah, but you got to remember something about when you see stuff like that, Joe. How much did he put into play?
Well, think about it. It's 35 to 1, right? So 36.
Oh, and this gets through. Cincinnati gets a run. Gets under the glove of IKF. So yeah, now, Joe, 3-1. And bases loaded, nobody out.
Oh, we got in play. We got in play in Colorado. They locked it. Double, one out. Double scores two. Everybody eats double.
Just give me one more for now. And then
come
I can
on, Blackman. Come on, Blackman.
I also need to let you know. Now, you know, Joe, I don't know if you know this or not. You probably don't. NHL free agency starts tomorrow. Did you know
I
that
knew
or
that.
No?
Yes, I'm locked and loaded.
Evgeny Malkin re-signs with the Penguins. Everybody thought he was going to leave Pittsburgh. Malkin back. Now, you know your boy Johnny Hockey from the Calgary Flames, Johnny Gaudreau?
Hang on about Gaudreau. Bases loaded, one out in Colorado.
Ooh, okay. Let's get a little single up the middle here, Joe. Get two in. Do you want to be a glutton and get
Joe
them all
in? They didn't wave him in on a single
okay.
to center field.
Well, maybe it was. Listen, you're watching on FanDuel, so it could have been a slow roller to the mound that nobody, you know, who knows what happened there. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us here tonight. What do we got, Joe?
Dodgers home run, 7-6. We got the over. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, but yeah, that's great. But like, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. So you got your over. Did this guy just hit him? Holmes just hit another batter. It's 3-2 now. Bases still loaded, nobody out. Can we get him out of the game, Aaron? How about getting him out of the game?
We don't have action on this game. Can you stop?
I do so.
We got the Justin Thomas ticket.
I have the Justin Thomas ticket.
Rooting Colorado. Right now, Colorado.
I got the Justin Thomas ticket, Joe.
Justin Thomas, you're not going to find out if he wins until Sunday.
Yeah, but you got to have the ticket in play.
We got ducks on a pond here. We got Joe. We got Don't Call Me Enrique Iglesias on second.
I knew that was going to happen in the Dodger game, by the way. You got me in with you on the plus 400 when it was a 6-5 game.
I'm in on it, too. Why can't we get it all? I forgot
that you also needed the over 12.5. And sure enough, the Cardinals score a run, and now you're eating. And now I'm going to get left on the side
of the
table.
Not the Cardinals score a run. It's 7-6. I'm still sitting on the ticket.
But the Cardinals scoring a run means that now the game isn't tied, Joe. See, it could have been 6-6, and then I would. But now, no good. Now the Dodgers can lose.
That was a Happy Meal ticket. Concentrate. Yeah. We got bases loaded in Colorado right now. 5-1, one out. We got halfway home. Grand slam. Everybody, we're on our way, guy.
Yeah. This Yankee game's bothering me now, too. This
is no
good. The Yankees
are on life support. The Yankees are on life support.
This is a bad scene here.
The Yankees!
I don't know what happened to Holmes tonight. Jeez. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Yankees, Joe, are trying to work their way out of this. So Peralta came in after Holmes left just an absolute mess all over the place. And he's gotten two straight groundouts with force outs at home. So 3-2 Yankees, bases loaded, two outs. Jonathan India up for the Reds is their last chance here against Peralta as they're all standing in the Bronx. Meanwhile, who hit that double play for Colorado? Who hit
Grisham.
That?
Grisham.
Grichuk. Randall Grichuk.
Grichuk. John Grisham.
Grichuk.
Same thing.
5-1, Rockies lead the Padres in the eighth. Total went back down to 6.5, Joe. Just locked it again. Maybe something's cooking. Let's
Wanna
go.
Want to double the meat on the Dodgers plus 770? We got a
no,
man on
no,
two
you
outs.
No, sucked me in there
double
already.
Double the meat.
You already
double
sucked
the meat,
me into
Lamb's
that.
Up. Two-run shot. If he hits a home run, Carver, see, now it's down to 260.
Yeah, two it's a happy counts. Meal. Happy meal bet.
Oh, I know. When you do the happy meal, it's no good. Oh, they knocked
it's a
out
happy meal
door.
Bet.
Jose Marte's in. They knocked out. What did I say? He wasn't going to make it through five. He didn't.
You did say
they
that.
They told him.
I need a lot of. Pitches. I need some more runs in that game, Joe, and an Ohtani.
We got
homer.
First and second, nobody out. I need the over two, so root this in. First and second, nobody
root
out.
Root it in. Root it in. By the way, the A's and the Rangers have gone to the 11th, tied at 6. They each get a run in the 10th.
All right. And we got life here in Dodgers. 3-0 count, man on first down, 7-6. Walk him. Don't even take the bat off your shoulders. Take the walk. Let's get first and second.
Take the walk. They have restarted in Minnesota, Joe, and the Brewers have added on. Now 6-2, they lead the Twins. That's in the sixth inning in that game. What is going on in Colorado?
What's going on? They locked it out in L.A. They locked it in St. Louis. Home run?
Yeah, that's over.
Oh, he hit it to the warning track.
Yeah, not enough.
Carver, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's move on. Don't worry.
Yeah,
that's
we're moving on, all right. As Jonathan India pokes one into right field, and the Reds are going to take the lead here against the Yankees. 4-3. Wow.
What a kick in the chops. What a kick in the chops.
Melt. Oh.
Crunch right in the chops. What did I say?
Jeez.
I said, you asked me, and I said it's only the Reds. I should have taken the Reds. I like them. All right, come on. Come on, Tucker.
There goes the JT ticket.
Tucker strikes out. What a hump.
That sucks.
First and second, the ball was in the dirt. It wasn't even
nothing's
close.
Going well here, Joe. Nothing's going well.
Like seriously down. He's flailing, hip out, head out. Keep your head in. Where are you throwing?
At least the Orioles won their ninth in a row tonight at Wrigley.
Yeah, we were on that.
The Orioles and the Mariners were rained out in Washington. So they will now play a doubleheader tomorrow at noon and 6 p.m. Two games tomorrow for the Mariners.
This guy
Nats.
Marte is all of a sudden Dennis Eckersley? This guy? Lee Smith? Marte?
What are you talking about?
This middle reliever? I don't know. They got Jose Marte on. He's throwing, I don't know. Cut fastball, slider. Belt
Which game
this
is this?
Guy. Angels. Well, you have Houston, so I hope that, you know, we have first and second one
out. Well, I have Houston, and I have the over, and I could use an Ohtani homer.
Okay, so could we get a double here? Double scores, too.
Yeah, let's go. Round the bases.
All right, so root it in now.
Next segment, Joe. Do you want to go to the Yankees down one at plus 440?
Who's coming up for them?
That's a great question. Who do the Yankees have now in the bottom of the
ninth? That's all I do on this show is great questions. Seriously.
All right, Joe.
85% great questions, 15%.
Who's coming up? It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. It looks like Gallo, LeMahieu, and Torres. Yes, Gallo, LeMahieu, and Torres,
all right.
Joe.
Let's take a shot. We're down one.
We're down one. It's at 270 now. It went from 440 to 270 because they got the out.
All right, let's take the 270. And
Julian
we'll
gave you the
it
shot.
With, Finau. Let's do it with Finau.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. No, can't do Finau.
I'm not
Finau's not
Finau.
Good enough. I took it. Finau to be the winner.
I'm going to play him in a
happy
top 20.
Meal.
I'm not playing him
I just
him
did
win.
It. I put a Happy Meal bet in. I took the Yankees plus 270. I'm in.
Man, that hurts. Hurts, Joe.
What hurts?
The Yankees not winning this game.
Oh, that's a shot! Get out! Go! Oh! This ball is hanging in the left-hand corner. He ripped it again. I'm watching the Houston game this March. That left field, the ball just hangs. He ripped it down the left field line. Looked like it was out. These balls that they're using, what are these? The ones that don't carry? Died like dead. Look at this. Bregman. Hump.
What are you going to do, Joe? It's the way it goes.
You're not
all right, so next up, ACC next, we will get into Florida State, Pittsburgh, and Virginia tonight.
Great.
As we move on, I'm going to tell you, I put in the Wake Forest.
All right.
That's how much I liked it last
team.
Night.
So I'll tell you why.
That under 8.5.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, one of them's your sleeper. You got a lot of sleepers.
No, I put out 6 in the preview every year. Last year, you know, I sent it to you. It was Wake Forest, Kentucky, Minnesota. The other 3 didn't come through. But let me tell you, got great odds on Wake Forest last year. I told you they would start 8-0. They did. And Kentucky was, you know,
yeah, but there ain't no. I mean, they played, they played basically like Nassau Community College and Ramapo Tech.
But nobody was buying in when I said they had a weak schedule. Yeah, Joe, yeah, it's Wake Forest. When I said they have the potential to go to the championship game, yeah, okay, right. But they were 8-0. Nero was like, oh, yeah, I picked them. I like them. Yeah, they come out of the woodwork.
Sound upset.
They come out of the woodwork. Yeah, that was my pick. I said it week four. Yeah, that's great. I put out the preview in July.
So you just want the satisfaction of everybody saying it was you.
I want the street credit. I want the street credit. That's all you're really looking for. I just care about the street cred.
That's okay, Joe. You can admit that.
That's it. I want the street credit.
You're a glutton.
I'm a glutton. I want the bib. Joey Bibbs.
Judge will hit for Gallo here to lead off the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, look at this.
So Judge, LeMahieu, and Torres for the Yankees here, down 4-3 now. They give up four runs in the top of the ninth. What a brutal scene. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, see what happens with the Yankees here, and ACC win totals. We keep rolling. College football next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got
to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Yankees down to their last couple outs here. Judge pinch hit for Gallo. He struck out. LeMahieu's up now against Diaz. One out, bottom nine. And thought he was walking, but he did not. Joe, so I know that FanDuel currently says the Rockies lead the Padres 6-1. That is not the case. It's actually 5-2. Nomar Mazara with an RBI single in the top of the eighth has made it 5-2. So they're off. They got to fix the computer there, Joe, over at FanDuel.
Well, that's good because
the main thing is it's over 6.5, which is
you got it.
So we got that. Now we'll try to get you the rest of the way home. Here with the pregame total. There's a walk to LeMahieu. So the Yankees have the tying run on, Joe, in the bottom of the ninth with one out.
All right, who's up?
Torres is up. Gleyber Torres coming up.
Come on, two-run shot. Just end it. Two-run shot.
I would not have any issue with that. That would be very nice.
And then I have Tony V now to win it, if that's the case.
Yeah, that must be nice. Must be nice.
What must be nice?
Nothing, Joe. Are you ready to move on with the ACC, and we'll keep our eyes on what happens here in the Bronx? Okay, you don't want to talk college football? We don't have to talk college football.
No, of course.
You don't want to do football tonight?
I'm joking. Now you're getting a little crazy now. Come on. You know I love college football.
Torres almost hit into a double play.
No, well, that's good.
The ball was hit a little harder. He would have been out, so he grounds into a fielder's choice. So it's two outs now. Torres on first and Rizzo coming up. And he's actually going to – he might be out, Joe. This might be a double play. Yankee game might be over. As I looked at the replay there, he's out. Game over. They'll review that and they'll overturn it. That sucks. I mean, you talk about just brutal. Absolutely brutal. Yankees lose that game. 3-0 lead in the ninth. Lose to the Reds of all teams.
I got a headache from watching the San Diego game.
That is
how long
awful.
Before the operator in the risk room realizes they put the wrong score.
Yeah, I know. Are they ever going to fix that? Are they ever going to move it over here to 5-2?
Like seriously, like how long do we have to wait? It's driving me absolutely bonkers right now. It really is. Could we just fix this? Could we get somebody to call Sheeran on the horn? Ah, I got a headache. All right. Serenity now. Negativity be gone. I still think this game's got 5-5 written all over it somehow, some way.
Which game?
San Diego.
All right.
I do.
Let's go here, Joe. We'll start with the Pitt Panthers in the ACC. I'm just moving on, Joe. That was a tough couple of minutes right there.
That was tough for you.
We did get the Colorado in game over, though, over the 6.5, so at least we got that cooking. Now we need the Astros to win.
I got a headache from screaming. All right. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Joe. So Pitt, of course. No more Kenny Pickett. He gone. Who they got now? Who came over to play quarterback, Joe? I forgot.
Keaton Slovis. Remember
Keaton
the USC
Slovis.
That
yes.
gave way,
oh,
the quarterback
absolute.
That gave way. He
absolute
got off the bus.
Hack.
Here,
absolute
here's the way. This is the best.
He
I
stinks.
Guarantee you Keaton Slovis was like debating because Jackson Dart was there and
Jackson
and Jack
Dart.
So Jackson Dart took over at the end of the last year and was a gutty kid, right? And this was before the Lincoln Riley situation. So Keaton Slovis says, I'm going to get out of Dodge, right? Where can I go? And he sees Kenny Pickett in the ACC championship game. He walks off the bus in Heinz Field, I guarantee you. And Narduzzi's there with that big-ass visor that he used to wear, looking like he was breaking down steel. You know, or right? Remember when the COVID season, he had a mask down from his forehead to his ankles.
Yeah, I know.
That's how big it was. And it was fogging up. Well, anyway, I could see Slovis going, hey, coach, you're gonna make me just like Kenny Pickett? Sure, yeah, we got an offensive coordinator right now, but the only problem is that Mark Whipple's on the sidelines with Scott Frost in Nebraska. I guarantee you that Keaton Slovis had no idea Mark Whipple had moved on from that offense.
You know, who, of course, wanted to spend more time with his family.
That's what it was, right?
Then went to Nebraska 36 hours later. Went and made that move. All right, Joe, let's do this. Pitt, 7.5, the over, -170. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm going under.
Okay, can we see what the schedule is first? Under 7.5, +145. Home for West Virginia, the backyard brawl, the Thursday night, September 1st season kickoff.
Could I just say that? Yes. So as much as I want to back West Virginia, they have that hack JT Daniels, right? So it's a showdown of JT Daniels, the former USC quarterback, to the one that he gave the reins to in Keaton Slovis when he got hurt, right? But here's the problem. West Virginia doesn't match up. They have no playmakers on the outside. The running game is non-existent. They rushed for under 100 yards in 7 games last year. West Virginia, that was supposedly strength of their offense, 0-7. They can't run the football. That right. goes right into Pitt's front 7. So that they're going to lose that ball game. Pitt will win and cover.
West Virginia at home. Tennessee at Western Michigan.
Tennessee.
I'm not going game by game. Hold on. West Virginia, Tennessee at Western Michigan, Rhode Island at home, Georgia Tech at home, Virginia Tech at home, at Louisville, at North Carolina, home for Syracuse, at Virginia, home for Duke, at Miami to finish off the season.
I have 5 losses. I have them at 7-5.
You have them at 7-5.
They lose to Tennessee and Hendon Hooker. They lose to Georgia Tech because I think...
Didn't they lose to Western Michigan at home last year?
Yeah, they did as a 17.5-point favorite. Now they go on the road, okay? But I'm not giving them that loss.
Revenge spot.
I'm giving them a loss to either... I gave them a loss to Georgia Tech. Call it crazy, but Georgia Tech always plays...
They're not losing at home to them.
Nah, well, Georgia Tech with Jeff Sims, don't be shocked. Louisville on the road, that's tough. Loss. Brennan Armstrong in Charlottesville, loss. And Miami lost. All their road games, I think they could potentially lose. How about that?
I think the number's fair. I'm not. I don't feel one way. I think that the number's right where it should be. They'll split those first 2 games, Joe. I don't think they're going to beat both Tennessee and West Virginia. They're not going to win both those games.
No, they're going to beat West Virginia, lose to Tennessee.
All right, well.
Hendon Hooker.
I don't really like them on the road in any of these spots after the bye. Louisville, North Carolina, Virginia. I don't like them on the road in any of those spots. Miami either. It's the numbers fair. It's seven. I'm not getting involved.
I have her right on the number. I would lean to the under.
I'd lean to the under too, but it seems like a pretty fair number. I won't be playing that one, Joe. Just so you know, I'm not in on Pitt. Next, let's go to the Seminoles. Florida State, your boy, Mike Norvell, trying to continue. Now, would you say that in the second half last year they showed some signs for Mike? Like they were going to.
They won me some money in the second half of the year. I was on them against Boston College. Gutty win, 26-23.
We bashed them last year.
But right, Carver, we were dead on. We took the under last year and we were
wrong.
We
hit it.
They lost to Jacksonville State on the last second touchdown.
And that helped. That got us the under.
Right. 5-7.
The number 6.5
over
this year.
My sleeper team.
-125 to the over, +105 to the under. Home against Duquesne. God, what a start that is. They take on LSU in New Orleans. That's a loss. I guess that game's in Mercedes, Joe. That game's, yeah. I guess, in the dome.
No, not Mercedes. It's in the Superdome.
That's what I mean. Well, whatever they call it now. What do they call it? Superdome, Mercedes Dome now? Whatever the hell they call it.
Whatever. No, Mercedes is in Atlanta. I don't know. What do they call it? It's where the Saints play. Do we really need the naming rights? I could care less.
The name of the stadium.
All right. They play in New Orleans where
they're going to get. How about this? Go. They could play on the moon. They're going to lose to LSU. All right. Why don't we get it down to there?
Now let me just say this, and I'm a huge LSU fan, and I think LSU matches up very well. But the fact that they have a game on August 27th to prepare for LSU from a timing perspective, it does matter. That line is only three.
Yeah, shouldn't matter. Great. All you've been sitting here telling me for the last 7 months is all these great athletes that Brian Kelly has at LSU and that they're a national title contender. That you told me that you're going to play him to win the SEC as a potential underdog. A national title sleeper, you told me.
Now
you're going to sell me that Florida State, who sucks, is going to go down there in New Orleans and give him a game the opening weekend? Come on, Joe.
I'm just going to say this. Brian Kelly opened with Florida State last year.
You've been fanning the flames for LSU for 7 months here.
Hey, I said that it's not a conference game. You got to look at it objectively.
Ah, come on. This team sucks, Joe. If they even struggle like Notre Dame did last year, and that wasn't good for Notre Dame. Set a bad tone for their year.
Florida State is my sleeper team. I'm going over. I think they could be an 8-win football team.
I'm not done with them. We'll finish this when we come back.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll finish the ACC over-unders, get back to the baseball before we get out of here. Carver and Lisi on the grid, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. And right now, Joe, just to keep you up to date, seventh inning in Minnesota, 6-2. Brewers lead the Twins. They're in the 12th in Arlington, 6-6. A's and Rangers. I got 5-3 Rockies Padres here, Joe. I don't know what to believe with that at this point. I'm not opening up another app right now to see, but they got 5-3 on FanDuel. 3-1, Astros lead the Angels in the sixth. We're not getting enough scoring there.
We got first and second. For who? Two outs for Houston.
All right, let's score some
Altuve's
runs. Giants still lead the Diamondbacks 8-0. That's now in the sixth. Let me finish the ACC stuff here. Now, Florida State's number is 6.5, minus 125 to the over, plus 105 to the under. Home for Duquesne, LSU, where they're going to get romped, at Louisville, home Boston College, home Wake Forest, at NC State, home Clemson, home Georgia Tech, at Miami, at Syracuse, home for the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana out of the Sun Belt, and then home for the Gators of Florida. Taking the under 6.5 with Florida State. I'm not buying into what Norvell is selling. I think that the second half of last year, Joe, was an aberration. I think that he gets whacked after this season. They're going to win 5 games. There you go.
All right. I'm on the over. One of my sleeper teams. I think they could be an eight win football
team. Who are they beating here, Joe? Who are they? Let me give you this. They're going to beat Duquesne. They'll beat Boston College at home.
I'll go through it. They could be
all right. Let me ask it to you this way then. How about I'll pick the games I think there's no chance they win, and you try to sell me that they can.
Okay.
I'm not even considering letting you try to sell me the LSU game. At Louisville, you think they win that game on a Friday night down there at Louisville?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Scott Satterfield, if they're ranked, is 0-9 against AP competition, and we know Malik Cunningham very erratic. So as much as I like Louisville, and I think they get over their win total, their defense is suspect, and Florida State matches up well against them.
At NC State on Saturday night, October 8th, they're going to go to Raleigh and win?
No, I have that as a game that's obviously circled. Okay, so go ahead.
Clemson at home? They're not beating Clemson. No.
Well, let's keep in mind, you know, Clemson was a 3-point game until they covered on the left. I was on Clemson. They got a fumble recovery with no time left.
Big bounce back for Clemson this year.
Possible.
Old Clemson back.
All right, so
old
go ahead.
Clemson.
So you tell me, God, I'll go through them. Go ahead.
At Miami?
Yeah, they beat them last year. Why can't they beat them 2 years in a row? I forgot. Mario Cristobal's there. Tyler Van Dyke. That's right.
Tyler Van Dyke
couldn't beat Florida State last year. It was a 2.5-point favorite last year.
They got robbed in that game. Awful call at the end.
I know. The defense got robbed. They couldn't stop Jordan Travis.
Awful call at the end. And Mario's building a winner down there in Miami.
Yeah, because Mario and his big chest couldn't stop Utah in 2 games in a row. Come home to Coral Gables and Beach, Mario.
They're winning at the Swamp this year? Or that game's at home.
There's a
possibility. They actually have them at home.
Why
can't they
beat Florida? I know, but they lost by 10 to them last year. Or whatever they lost.
I think Florida will beat them in Tallahassee.
3. They lost by 3. But here's the – all right, that's fine. But I'll give you the ones they win. Duquesne, Louisville, Boston College, they're beaten Wake Forest.
Hard to call Louisville on the road a guaranteed win. Very hard to do that, Joe. That's a toss-up game at best. That's a toss-up game at best.
All right. Duquesne, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Louisiana. There's 5.
That's 5. That's it.
And Miami 6.
No, that's not a guaranteed win. Not a guaranteed win.
Guaranteed wins. Guaranteed. There's 5. They need 6.5. They could get 2 swing games along the way.
All right.
If they don't knock off, they could get Wake Forest.
You're swinging.
They could get Louisville, and they could get Florida. And I think they could win all 3.
You're swinging to the over. I'm swinging to the under. I think he gets whacked after this year when he goes 5-7.
I want a meal bet on this one.
Finally, our last one for tonight. See how much fun this is going to be for the next few weeks. Our last one for the night. Virginia, who I know you just rave about with the quarterback. Meanwhile, quarterback's so good, Bronco left him on the side of the road, right? Didn't Bronco pick up the shop and go home, right? Am I right, Joe? Bronco quit on him, but Brennan Armstrong is the next Joe Montana. But the coach said, I'll see you later.
Steve Young, okay? Because he's a lefty. He's a lefty.
Virginia, Joe, 7.5 is the win total right now, plus 135 to the over, minus 160 to the under. Let me tell you what they have. Richmond Spiders at home. That's a win. At Illinois, home for Old Dominion. At Syracuse. At Duke. God, can they play a tough game? Louisville at home. At Georgia Tech. Home for Miami. Home for North Carolina. Can they play a tough road game? God. Home for Pitt. Home for Coastal Carolina. At Virginia Tech. I mean, geez, Joe, can they play it? They don't play one tough road game unless you, I guess going into Illinois, is that, That the toughest road game they play?
All right, let me just
But the rivalry game with Virginia Tech is always going to be tough no matter where the game is. I get that.
I love Brennan Armstrong, okay? I love the offense that they had last year. They couldn't run the football consistently, okay? And with a defensive-minded head coach in Bronco Mendenhall, their defense was atrocious, all right? They gave up 31 points per game. Tony Elliott is a very inconsistent play caller. Look at that Clemson offense the last couple of years. You know why Clemson struggled? I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Because when they had dual coordinators and Jeff Scott was there, they had more offensive balance. Jeff Scott left Clemson's offense 2 years ago. When he left, they were averaging 240 on the ground and throwing for over 200. Right, with ETN and Lawrence. When he bolted for USF, they immediately went down to 165 rushing yards per game, back-to-back years, long third down situations, sucky quarterback play out of DJU, and they couldn't be consistent. Well, Tony Elliott as head coach, I'm telling you, I love Brennan Armstrong, but this team, from a defensive perspective, is going to suck. Suck.
So they, money over.
As much as I love them, they went in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at most under on Brennan Armstrong.
No, I love him. Come on, the quarterback alone should win them 7 or 8 games against this schedule.
Carver, he threw for over 500 yards against BYU. They still lost by
BYU's 20 plus a good team.
When he got hurt.
BYU's a good team.
Okay, but here we go.
All right,
Miami,
let me ask you this:
is going to beat them?
Are they going to lose at Illinois?
North Carolina. There's a possibility. Yeah, they could lose at Illinois.
They're going to lose at Duke?
No, they're going to beat Syracuse. They're going to beat Old Dominion, Richmond, and Duke. There's 4 wins right now.
You'll beat Louisville at home? You're down on Louisville against everybody else.
No. They beat Louisville in the last play. They pulled that game out of their ass last year. They were down by 17 points in the third quarter.
Here you go. Since you like doing this so much, I'll do what you did last year with Wake Forest. Virginia's going to start 6-0. In fact, they might start 7-0 going into the Miami game.
Okay.
7-0 going into Miami.
So take the over. I'm taking the under. Virginia.
I'm taking the over.
Their defense is going to be terrible.
I got one a night that I really like.
Too. They're not.
I got one play a night each night so far. Wake Forest under last night, Virginia over tonight. Those are my ones that I'm playing.
All right. Well, mine today was FSU over. And I'm under Boston College was mine. So mark it down. I like Boston College that much. And I don't care if Blewett's listening and the Fighting Blewett's. Djokovic is all you got along with Zay Flowers. Your defense sucks and along with your offensive line. I hope you're listening. Under.
Jeez, I don't have to yell at him.
I love
really?
Him. I do. I love
him. Wow.
But I bash Boston College when I can. I can't. I mean, we can't call out some guys on the network. We're all friends. No, we're not. Are you and I friends? We are. We're like brothers.
6-3 now. The Brewers lead the Twins. What was the number you had in that game, Joe?
9.
Yeah, well, you must have had it tied to something else if you don't care anymore.
No, let me rephrase that. I took that was part of the in-game parlay. Over 10.5, over 12.5, over 9.5, Texas, over 10, Houston. That's now 5-1, Houston.
Ooh, 5-1. Let's go.
And over 10.5. I have a shot at this.
Can we get a cheap? Can we get a garbage time Ohtani homer at the end of that game, Joe? Please?
Ohtani's up now. Could he homer?
Oh, God. Is anybody on? Let's go.
Come on, Ohtani. Can you do something, guy?
Let's go.
Come on, lefty.
All right, Joe. 8-6. A's take a lead on the Rangers in the 12th. They're still hitting here in the top half of the 12th.
He struck out. You ought to see this. He's upset. Ohtani's upset. It was a ball. He looked like he was going to get hit. He jumped out of the box.
Well, at least he gets one more at bat in the game. Because it's only the bottom.
Look at this. I mean, that was a ball. It was right at the knees. Perfect. Perfect. Everybody.
Giants still lead the D-backs 8-0. That game is in the 7th now. Tomorrow, Joe, you have day baseball. Seattle, Washington, game 1 at noon. Flexen and Gray. The Basset Hound and Charlie Morton. Mets and Braves, high noon first pitch. Down in Atlanta. Ryan and Ashby, Brewers and Twins tomorrow afternoon. Tigers and Royals again. Scooble and Singer. That's your afternoon selections. There may be others, Joe. Sometimes they don't put all the games up immediately. Yeah, I knew there was. Diamondbacks and Giants is also in the afternoon at 3:45 p.m. Eastern. Who are the Yankees pitching tomorrow night? Andrew, who's starting for the Yankees tomorrow? Severino. Andrew, that was an awful loss tonight. God, that's a brutal loss. I know it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things for the season. I mean,
it matters to me.
I mean, but that's awful. Holmes was due to have a Chapman-like performance in the ninth.
He had his Chapman-like performance against the Red Sox.
Man, Andrew's down on Holmes now.
I'm not. I knew it was going to happen because they kept, like, superstition says the more you show his 0.002 ERA or whatever, it's like, well, eventually he is going to screw up and, you know, not do well. So it's only a matter of time.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Is what it
Joe,
is.
Joe, are we riding the Orioles again tomorrow for 10 in a row?
If is the line up? Are they favored?
Yeah. No, they're dogs again.
You want
plus
to do
one
that?
Yeah, I think,
let's jump on them now. We'll take them. What do you want to put it with, the golf?
How about we go? We were going to go with Seattle. We'll go back to Seattle tomorrow.
Yeah, but they have two. Do we take
them
in the first game
which,
or the second game?
I don't know.
I feel like the first game we might ruin the mojo. Let's take it with an over.
Padres Rockies.
No. Let's take it with the Dodger game.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got
to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879, as we are wrapping this one up tonight, here on the grid. 6-3 Brewers Twins, 9-6, A's lead the Rangers in the 12th, Astros have extended to 5-1 over the Angels, and 8-0 Giants and D-backs. So there you go, Joe. That's all that's left here tonight. I'm watching the Lakers and the Clippers, too, in the Summer League.
Making any money on it?
Did you see the Jazz are willing to trade Donovan Mitchell?
I can't blame them. He shoots 70 times a game. That's the only way he drops in 30.
The Knicks want him.
Perfect. He's a perfect Knick. Can't shoot from the outside. Mm. And when he does, it's too late. The game's already in doubt.
Saw a report tonight also that now Kyrie might want to stay in Brooklyn.
What's the reason?
I don't know.
Is Durant still in Brooklyn?
He is for now.
You mean, Kevin's not crying now?
I don't know.
Is he
apparently crying? Apparently Riley's hot for him in Miami, Joe. Hot for him.
Kevin, don't cry for me. Don't want to cry no more, no cry no more.
So, more ACC tomorrow night, Joe. And tomorrow night, full spread of picks for the Open Championship, which will begin on Thursday at the Old Course in St. Andrews. Great job, as always, by Andrew Torres. Everybody have a great night. We will see you tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, cash some tickets. Sports Grid Radio, back at you on Wednesday night.